Wear the armor of God and claim the name of Jesus Christ. That's the topic for this week's edition of Praying Pals. Thank you so much for joining us. This week we continue our series, How to Overcome Evil with Good. This week we focus on the God-given tremendous protection and tools for victory in spiritual battle. I don't know about you, but I've seen it all too often. When it comes to being under spiritual siege, fellow believers and I myself can accidentally fall into a pity party instead of falling on our knees. Yet falling on our knees and opening our Bibles equip us for spiritual battles. We must remember that God has not just thrust us into spiritual battle and trials of all kinds, leaving us to wonder and ponder every problem. Instead, he offers us every tool we need, but we must pick them up and use them instead of looking down at the ground and saying, "Why me?" This can be a very emotional experience, but we need to remember that faith does not rely on feelings. When we're going through something very, very difficult, we need to remember that our feelings change, but Jesus never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Victory remains secure in Jesus Christ. The sooner that you and I turn to Him instead of turning within, the sooner we can emerge from our stupor. So let's get down to business and look at the Word, because we always want the Word to influence us more than the world. So today we're focusing on this: wear the armor of God and claim the name of Jesus. Overcome evil with good. As believers, we're given spiritual armor and weaponry for doing spiritual battle. We're not defenseless. Christ is our defender. We can trust Him completely, and we can overcome evil with good. Again, the scripture makes that very clear in Romans 8:23, which says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." I realize that this devotional series cannot go into every single aspect of this. And I'm the first to say that, you know, there's a lot more study that we all need to do on this scripture. But we will cover it today as much as possible in this format. Let's savor the scripture about this very slowly. But first, let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us as we do so. Let's pray first. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have not left us helpless, that You have granted us a helper in Your Holy Spirit, and we pray that the Holy Spirit would just help us to understand and apply this scripture, that You would help us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, as the scripture said. We thank You that we can depend on You, Lord Jesus, and we trust in You, Lord God. We trust in You today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the scripture we're covering today is a little bit lengthy, but I would much rather have scripture than just my own words be our focal point. So let's focus on Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. I'm so thankful that we all could focus on Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 in its entirety. And I, of course, urge you to continue focusing on that passage. I certainly want to do that. And as we go forward in this week, we need to go forward while armed in the whole armor of God and really standing firm in Him. I wish we had more time, but for now, my prayer tip of the week is to pray and read and apply what we just read, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. So that's the prayer tip of the week, and we'll say a prayer at the right now as well, and then that will be the conclusion of our time together, but it'll be the beginning of our time with the Lord this week, and that's the exciting part. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to pray together and to seek you. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you have not left us defenseless, but that you are our defender, that you arm us and equip us for everything that you've called us to, and that victory remains secure in you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins, for rising again from the grave, and for giving us the gift of salvation to all who have believed you and received you as personal Savior and Lord. And I pray with those who have not yet done that. I pray with them right now to repent and turn to you and receive you in our hearts, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we can trust in you for every single day. We give you this week. We give you all the prayer requests on our hearts. We give you our lives. And we give you all the praise for all of the blessings that you've so generously and graciously bestowed on us. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. And just remember, you can send your prayer requests 24/7 to prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Have a bright and blessed week, my friends.